I'm going to be reading the scripture today from Luke 15, 1 through 7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law all muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. I have a story about a lost sheep. This is from a lady that posted it. Her name was Erin Davis. And here's the story. Easter 2015 was particularly memorable for the Davis clan. We have new baby sheep on our little farm, and I got the bright idea to take one of those sweet little lambs to our Easter celebration at my mom's house. Well, nothing says Easter like kids in their Sunday best, taking a photo op with a baby sheep, right? Well, my nieces and nephews were smitten with the lamb, so much so they decided to take him for a walk. Well, you can probably guess where this is going, even if they couldn't. The lamb got loose. A herd of children screaming and running toward it made him bolt, and the lamb got lost in the woods. Once they realized they weren't in trouble, the kids handled the escape pretty well until someone mentioned a coyote. All of the kids simultaneously burst into tears. It was a symphony of screaming and crying. Not even another chocolate bunny could console them. What started out as a very Norman Rockwell-like holiday quickly downgraded to a scene more closely resembling an episode of Jerry Springer. For more than 2 days, we searched for that little lamb. His mama stood out in the field and called for him until she was hoarse. I told my boys he was a goner, more than likely. They cried some more, and then someone had the bright idea to put our plight on Facebook. Well, I never saw the post, but I'm sure it went something like this. Easter lamb led to slaughter by adorable children in church clothes. I wasn't sure what broadcasting the bad news on social media would do, but then we got a crazy phone call. "Did you lose a sheep?" "Yep, we sure did." "Well, my husband was out cutting wood, and he swore he saw a baby lamb. And I told him, I read about him on Facebook." Well, in no time at all, my husband raced over to the home with a good-natured Facebook friend who called. They had, in fact, found our lost sheep. Against all odds, he made it 5 miles from my mom's home. All the cousins were called, and the children rejoiced. But then the very best part of the story happened. My husband opened the gate, and that little lamb ran to his mama. As he nursed for the first time in more than 2 days, his little tail wagged at super speed. Miraculously, the lost sheep had been rescued and brought home. Now, this story by Erin Davis is true, and she has a few insightful words about this beloved parable. And she says, "Who am I in the parable of the lost sheep? I am the lost sheep. Well, actually, I'm not lost anymore. In fact, I've been found by Jesus for 2 decades now. It's been a long time since he rescued me from my wayward ways and brought me into the fold. Perhaps that's why I have spiritual amnesia. It's so easy for me to forget how desperately lost I was. I need frequent reminders that Jesus sought me out when I was still separated from him by my sin. Romans 5:8 says it this way, "But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." When my type A achievement-driven side thinks I have to earn God's love or acceptance,
The parable of the lost sheep reminds me that he pursued me while I was still running away from him in glad rebellion. When I doubt if he really loves me, the parable of the lost sheep reminds me that he sees me like a shepherd sees a sheep. He'd do anything to rescue. He rejoices over me. He carried the weight of my sin on his shoulders as he hung on the cross. In hindsight, it was a little silly how worked up we got about our lost lamb. He didn't even have a name. Farm animals are like that. He didn't hold much value. More lambs will be born again soon on the farm. It's kind of like the fact that I am only one of 6 billion people on the planet right now, and countless people since the beginning of time. But we desperately wanted that lamb to come home. God desperately wanted me to come home, too. He feels the same way about you. Jesus, of course, is the shepherd in this story. Pay attention to how Jesus describes the tender way he cared for the lost sheep and the great lengths he went to celebrate its homecoming. Perhaps it takes seeing the homecoming of a real lost sheep to grasp Jesus' description of himself here. But the bottom line is this. Jesus is delighted by his children, especially when they run to him. Perhaps you need reminded that Jesus is a good shepherd. And here's some tender truth just for you. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and he will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah 40:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:11. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. 1 Peter 5:4. Now, if we go back to the first two verses of what I read in Luke, we see that tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to hear him. But the teachers and the Pharisees were very disgruntled with this company. First of all, he tells a story focusing on the lowliest of people in that date and time, the shepherds. I remember Julie preaching about this. Does anyone else remember this a few months ago? Yes. And but I am going to, I named my sermon The Shepherd instead of The Parable of the Lost Sheep because I wanted to focus on the shepherd. So, to tell you, the definition of a shepherd is a person who herds, tends, and guards sheep. A person who protects, guides, or watches over a person or a group of people. Synonyms are keeper, defender, guardian, protector, a member of the clergy, the shepherd, and last but no, certainly not least, Jesus Christ. Now, this was a time in history that the Jewish people needed a shepherd, a savior. For so many years, God had seen them following their own willful, selfish, destructive ways. And yes, Lord, I too have sins in my life, but I have put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd. But is that the end of my story? See that picture? I love this picture of Christ running to save that lamb. He's running. There is a popular song out today. He's running to you. He calls us to live our daily lives and tell that story of his redemption in our life. I'm going to read to you from Ezekiel 34, which may give us an idea of what Jesus probably got this scripture about the lost sheep. And it says in Ezekiel, "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring them back home. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, and I will shepherd the flock with justice. Is there someone that you know who's struggling in this life? Someone who needs a good shepherd? You know, we are Jesus' people as clearly as if we wrote the words on our forehead. And I'm going to read you this because this is one of my favorite verses in Deuteronomy. And they're instructing him, impress them on your children, the commandments. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. And when you lie down and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads and write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. The life you live every day, people are looking, they're reading you, and they will know that there is a good shepherd out there if you follow him. When rescued, a sheep relaxes as it feels the warmth of the shepherd. If you look at your bulletin, he's holding the sheep, but most of the time, it does not struggle as it can sense the shepherd's strength. Most of the time, sheep are carried on a shepherd's shoulders, wrapped around the shepherd's neck as a type of hug. Do you know someone today that's struggling? Show them what the good shepherd did for you. Show them that the good shepherd welcomes his children with joy and love. Can you bow your hands? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.